What's up, y'all? How we doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Black Girl Tea Podcast. It's Nye. You should know that by now because you should know the differences in the voice. How you doing? Talk to me. Text me. DM me. Email me. Whatever it is that you gotta do, let me know that you're good. But also take this moment to tap in with yourself. So, I'm gonna ask the question again. You know what to do. How you doing? How you feeling? What's going on? We are drinking an ice cold water today. I'm doing so good on my water intake. I'm so proud of myself. I have limited myself to 2 Pepsis a week. I'm doing very well with cutting soda out. I'm not cutting it out completely. I'm just cutting down on my soda intake. And I have a hookah. I'm smoking, what flavor is this? Exotic Margarita. It's a flavor from Starbucks. We're finna get into this episode. So April and the beginning of May have been very much we on go. Like, I've been on go since the beginning of April. I've been on go since forever, but like, I had a little bit of a break January, February, March. April came in and punched me in the face and said, bitch, we on go, and we've been on go. And one thing that I have noticed is that in months like April and the beginning of May, like when it's go to work, event, go home, go to sleep, go to work, event, go home, go to sleep, I start losing energy like anybody would. But you guys always like, girl, you're here like completely energetic. How do you do it? How do you find time to do these events and take care of yourself and all that type of stuff? I could never, I think it's funny when people are like, I could never be as productive as you. Yes, you can. And we're gonna talk about this, right? So if you have a piece of paper in front of you, or if you don't, I'm gonna give you a moment to get you a piece of paper and a pen. And get a couple pieces of papers, actually. Cause it's gonna be one of them episodes. Y'all gonna do this math with me. Y'all gonna write some shit out with me. We gonna get some shit done today in this episode. We gonna get some stuff done. So I want you guys to understand that, like, we are all, and I know, and I've said it before, and I say this often, it's not that we're all offered the same opportunities in life, but, like, you got the same 24 hours in a day that I have. I don't have an additional 8 hours that y'all don't know about. We have 24 hours, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, North America, South America, Europe, Indonesia, wherever the hell you at, you got the same 24 hours in a day that I have. So I'm gonna help you guys understand how I do what I do, since y'all want to understand how I do what I do. So it starts here, right? I have the same 24 hours in the day as Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kelly Rowland, and anyone under the sun. I have the same 24 hours as everyone else. So this is where you're gonna need your pen and paper for this part, and you may need a calculator depending on how good you are at math. So 24 hours in a day, we have 7 days in a week, right? This is all of us, which means that you have 168 hours every week to do something with your life. Now, how you spend those 168 hours, totally up to you, but I'm giving you my breakdown and how I see things and my mentality behind it. So I have 168 hours a week. Out of the 168 hours, I have signed up to give my 9-to-5, my job, 40 hours. Of the 40 hours, once you deduct that, that means I have 128 hours left, right? A week. 128 hours a week after I've dedicated 40 hours to my job. Now, if you are sleeping, I get about 8 hours of sleep a night. So 8 times 7 would put you at 56, if I'm not mistaken. Check my math, y'all. So I have to dedicate 40 hours to my job, and I have to dedicate 56 hours a week to sleep, which is going to leave me with 72 hours a week for myself. That means if I take that 72 and divide it by, what's my calculator? 72 hours, and I divide that by 72 divided by 7 days. It's about 10 hours a day. And not this 10 is going to look different for everybody, but you got about 10 hours a day to work on something for yourself, to do something for you. So, for those of you who are probably like, Naomi, what the fuck are you talking about? Let's start on a simple day, right? So, 24 hours minus 8 for sleep. So, you've slept your 8 hours. That leaves you with 16 hours. If you work an 8-hour shift, so you have 16 minus your 8, that leaves you with 8 hours. So, you have 8 hours for yourself a day, about, depending on what you do. Now, I know a lot of you are like, girl, I commute to work, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. But you have 8 hours a day to work and 8 hours a day to focus on yourself and then 8 hours a day to sleep. What the fuck are you going to do with that time? So this is how I break it up, right? I wake up. I'll use today, for example. I woke up today at 7 o'clock in the morning. I immediately got up, which is not always what I do. Sometimes I sit down and I fuck around a little bit. But I woke up today and I brushed my teeth. To, you know, hygiene is first. I want to implement that in there. I got a great 8 hours of sleep. I woke up at 7 a.m., brushed my teeth, did everything I needed to do to present myself clean and decent. And then I went outside. I went to Dunkin' Donuts and I walked. I walked. I had my phone on Do Not Disturb. I listened to the songs that I needed to listen to give me some energy. And I came back home. That was about an hour walk. I then sat down. And once I got my head in the game, I sat down and I made a plan for the day. Now, I do this plan for the day every day and I incorporate work. I have to be to work at 10 o'clock most of the time. So, I'm going to share with you my workload for tomorrow. So, tomorrow I have to be to work at 10 o'clock. So, I will do everything that I did, that I just said I did this morning. I'm going to do that again tomorrow. When I sit down at this desk, I have an hour to prepare. So, that's prepared to get ready for work and make this plan or whatever. I get dressed. I put on whatever fit I'm putting on for the day. I try my best to look good because if you look good, it helps you feel a little bit better about yourself and what you're going through. Put on my good outfit and I'm like, all right, cool. Let's make my timeline of how I need today to run or just list out things I need to be able to do today. So I get to work at 7 o'clock. I mean, at 10 o'clock. Look at me. I get to work at 10 o'clock and from 10 to 7, All Saints has my undivided attention. From 10 to 7, I have to make sure that I process 3 boxes of shipment. I have to make some moves on the floor. I have to take a break. And I'll dive into how my break time goes. I have to take a break for an hour. I come back. I need to straighten up my men's department, whether that's just making sure that the clothing on the table and on the rail is fine. And then I go up to women's, do the same thing. And then I start to cool down. Cool down is looking at the numbers for the day, seeing if I made the goal that I had set for myself and that the company set for me as well. And then make a point to look over my list for the day and say, okay, I completed X, Y, and Z from this list, or I did not complete blah, 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 blah. This is a priority for tomorrow. Also understanding that jobs sometimes throws things at you that they need you to complete as well. So also making sure that my wind down time is making sure that I completed everything that they needed me to do that wasn't on my list. So I go through that whole process from 10 to 7 and I'm good. 7 o'clock when I walk out of that door, the remainder of the time up until 10, I try to go to sleep at 10 o'clock depending on. Sometimes recently I've been getting in bed and like knocking out before 10, but sometimes like 10 is my cutoff. I'm like, girl, if you don't got it by now, you're just not going to get it. But 10 o'clock is my cutoff for everything. So when I leave at 7, what am I doing? I walk to the train station, or maybe I'll drive home depending on the day. Walk to the train station, and that walk to the train station, which is about 10, 15 minute tops, I'm really thinking about what I did during my time at work that I could have done differently. Or really reflecting on today I felt really good when blah, 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 blah happened. And it helps me. That helps me. It may not help you, but it's something about reflecting on my greatest part of the day, my learning opportunity of the day, and something that I did not like. I take those three moments, look up, you know, go through it in my head, and I get my ass on the train. While I'm on the train, this is where a lot of times you guys kind of flop, because you get on the train and you don't do nothing. And I'm not saying that you have to, but when I'm on the train, that's my opportunity to get on social media, see what y'all talking about, see what y'all tagged me in, see what y'all sent me, and really just figure everything else out. So that's about 30 minutes of a commute, give or take. And that 30 minutes, that's what I'm focused on. Social media. And I know y'all be like, you spend more than 30 minutes a day on social media. I do. But if you send me something, you realize I don't always interact with you guys from 10 to 7. Unless I'm on my hour break or something like that. Because I truly just try to tap in with what I'm doing and what's in front of me. On my hour break, which I said I was going to go into with y'all. On my hour break, I identify what I'm going to have for lunch. Unless I brought my own lunch. I find a place to sit that's going to soothe me for the moment. Sometimes I love that the weather's getting warmer because I can sit outside. And that really helps me with my train of thought and like calming down and resetting. During my lunch break, I do not eat heavy meals, because if that is the case, I will come back to work and I'm not going to want to work. So I just try to find healthy snacks that I can like nibble on throughout the day. Or like on my lunch break, I'll eat a fruit salad. There are times where I'll like go to Yard House or Pinstripes and like pig out on some wings, but for the most part I try to just have light meals. And that's the day. That's my day to day. When I get home and I sit at this desk, I make sure that, because remember, I have 8 hours a day, 8 extra hours a day to do something with. Spare hours. I don't want to say extra. I have 8 spare hours. I have to remember that my commute is in that 8 hours, and I have to remember that I need to be doing something for me in those 8 hours. My lunch break is not one of those 8 hours. I may do something for myself during my lunch break, but that is time to get my mind together. When I get home, I sit at my desk. I reflect on my day. I write in my journal. And I figure out what I want to do. Whether that's sit here and watch an episode of a show, listen to a podcast, buy myself a new outfit, whatever that is, I take 1 hour a day and I do something for me. Now, sometimes that falls over and spills over to other avenues of life, but I do something for me, and then I focus. I get home at 7, well, I get off at 7, I'm home by 8. So from 8 to 9, I do what I want to do, and then from 9 to 10, I need to prepare for bed. And I know you're all probably like, girl, what all this extra shit that you're doing and you only got this little bit of time? I do so much because I'm very organized, so it just helps with everything. So when I get home at 8 o'clock, from 8 to 9, I watch a show, do whatever it is I want to do. And then from about 9 to 9:30, it's really me simmering down and like setting myself up for the next day. And then I have about 30 minutes, depending on if I could fall asleep on time or if I have, you know, if you're tired, you can easily just go to bed. But if I have this extra energy, I clean up. And clean up isn't always cleaning up my house. It's cleaning up my laptop, cleaning up my social media, cleaning up any of my devices and deleting things that I don't need, removing garbage from the shelf that I have something on, identifying or even making a plan for something that I want to do. And then I spend a little bit of time in Black Girl Tea. But what I'm trying to get to you guys to understand is the little bit of time that I spend on something daily helps me have this great impact at the end of the week. And I can say, you know what? I had 72 hours this week to do anything that I could do, and I spent the 72 hours with putting 5 hours into Black Girl Tea, 8 hours into something else, and so on and so forth. And it balances out. So how do I do it all? That is the mindset that I have. I have the same 24 hours in a day as someone else, but I make sure that I am resting for those 8 hours. Now, rest is going to be, you got to rest. You can't go nowhere and have fuel in your tank if you don't rest. So that is my time management. That's how I look at time management. Now, how do I implicate that? Which is something that you guys have asked me a lot of times. Again, planning, having a checklist is going to help you the absolute most. For the most part, I stay on myself. I move really fast. You could ask people who see me at work. I'd be gone. But like, I know when I get to work, and I'm using work because it's easy for me to like get you guys to understand. If I don't use work, you may not understand where I'm coming from with things. I have to attend to the women's floor a lot more than I have to attend to men's. So in the morning, 30 minutes on the men's floor, 30 minutes to an hour on the women's floor. That's cleaning it up. That's making sure that it gets to right good and where we need to be. By 11:30, 12 o'clock, I'm now focusing on projects. If I have floor set, I know that there are different levels to floor set. So I can say, you know, day one of floor set is really just me focusing on my opening line, which is going to be four to three new styles, and then I have to figure that out. How much of that is in the shipment? How much does that need to get on the floor immediately? If I don't have everything for this particular thing, where can I start and be the most, like, start and complete on that floor set? So if I have all the items that belong on the mannequins, I start with my mannequins. Three mannequins, three dresses, that should not take long. Three mannequins, three outfits should take me about 20 minutes tops. And that's the steaming process and getting the actual mannequins dressed. 20 minutes tops. And then go on, so on and so forth. But if I didn't have a checklist, I wouldn't be as successful for me and what I do. I need to see that, okay, I have mannequins to do. I'm going to start on, you know, the opening line, and then I'm going to start on the table. That helps me check it off. And when I get on a certain aspect of things is when I put my timing in place. I never put my timing in place in the beginning of working on it. So I don't say, okay, it's going to take me 20 minutes to get something done unless I've realized what resources and what items I need in order to complete the task. I hope that's making sense. So that's how I do my time management. If I feel myself getting frustrated with something, I always make sure I give myself like 10 minutes to be able to step away. Sometimes you just get hot and you get like, you're just a little bit burned out. I give myself those 10 minutes to step away, go for a walk, go grab a water, go grab a coffee, go grab a snack. Maybe I just need a quick moment to check in with a friend, and then I come back and I do what I gotta do. I make sure when I have those moments where I do go and check in with a friend, hey friend, I'm on a 10-minute break. So I have 5 minutes to talk to you and then 5 minutes for myself. And that is it. I will interrupt the conversation as soon as I realize I'm spending too much time over here and I have projects to do. But that's just how diligent I am with my time. How can I say this? I want to say this the correct way so you guys can understand it. And it's frustrating me that I can't get it out. The foundation that you set for your time management has to be strong. And you also have to be open to understanding that it, like, leaving the room for error. Because, and I'll use my mannequins. If I say I have three outfits that need to get steamed and put on mannequins, part of me saying that this is going to take me 20 minutes is understanding that I need to have water in the steamer. I need to get the steamer enough time to come on and be hot so I can get the item steamed. I need to be able to undress the mannequin. So how does that work? I go in the bathroom, I put water in the steamer, I plug the steamer up, I turn it on. In the process of waiting for that steamer to set up, I'm taking the clothes off of the mannequin that was on there previously, hanging them up, putting a sensor back on them, separating them for, you know, what's going to go on the floor, what's going to go back of house. Then I start steaming those things. Or if I start and I'm like, this should be enough water in here, and I realize it's not, I have to move fast about it. And not fast in a way that it's like overwhelming you, but like, you gotta learn to set yourself up for success in the beginning. Like, you need this foundation to be set in the beginning. And you have to figure out, okay, I'm going to have these moments where there's an error. This is how fast I can turn this error around. When you can identify the things that are going to happen throughout the day while you're doing something, especially if it's like at work, you know where your workday consists of. So you know where you may run into error. So if I fill this steamer up, and I have 100 and something dresses to steam on the floor as I'm doing my floor set, I will keep an extra gallon of water in my stock room so I'm not having to go all the way to the bathroom or all the way upstairs to do that. I have that gallon on the floor with me, boom, quick, fill that water back up, and we're going. It just helps you along the way. A lot of the time you guys ask me, how do I put time in to take care of myself? So like self-care items, but also be outside. Like I said to y'all, when I leave work at 7 o'clock, that time is for me. So if I decide I'm gonna go run around the corner to Everito's real quick and give me a little drinky drink and a two-step, I'm going to do that. And also understanding and identifying how being outside is a part of self-care for me. I truly love interacting with people. I truly love socializing. And sometimes that gives me the boost that I need to be able to take care of myself. So I make sure that I have time for that. I make sure I love to go get me a hookah and a margarita and chop it up with the girls I grew up to. Like, that's my thing. So I prioritize those moments for me. I make sure that, okay, you know what? My check a little short this week, but I still got $40 over here for a hookah and a margarita. That's what we gonna do. You know, like, you gotta support, set yourself up for success in all those avenues. I feel like sometimes, and this is like talking to my friends group and like the women that I'm surrounded by, and some of the men too, if my money isn't right, I feel like sometimes everything else isn't right. But I've learned especially over the last year, that you've gotta roll with the punches. So if hours get cut at work and I'm normally working 40 hours, but now because of just how changes are going in the company, it's a slow season, they need me to work 32, I need to figure out where I can cut back without completely depleting or compromising something. So maybe I don't go to Grill 2 and have 4 margaritas like I normally would. Maybe I just have 2. Maybe I even just have 1. But it's not, you can't look at it as selling yourself short. You just kind of give up on something to get a little somewhere else. So look at it like that. For me, what's been working for real over the last few weeks when it comes to self-care is just being by myself. So that walk in the morning, if I'm satisfied from that, I'm satisfied. I don't have to do another self-care act for myself. If I'm capable of fitting 2 things in, so let's say on my lunch break, I'm like, okay, cool, I'm about to go get my eyebrows done real quick. If that's for me, that's for me. I was able to have my walk in the morning, get my eyebrows done, and take care of myself. Maybe I went and bought me a lip gloss in the process of that. Maybe I went and bought me a new outfit in the process of that. It's all about how you're making it work and if you're satisfied with how it's working. If you are mad because you couldn't really go get your eyebrows done and enjoy it in the manner that you wanted because you were rushing back to work, was that productive? Was that successful? No. So next week or the next 2 weeks when it's time to go get your eyebrows done again, how are you going to make sure that this is an enjoyable moment for you? So it's all about planning and setting yourself up for success. Let me see what else y'all was asking. What is your end goal? How do you do it alone? How do you manage to... Okay. One of the questions that you guys ask me a lot is, how do I manage to stay so positive in everything? And that is simply the man upstairs. I have an amazing support system in work, outside of work, personal life. There's people who support me that I have never even seen in person, and I appreciate that. So I have a support system. That's number one. When I have a problem, a negative feeling about something, I can go to those. I also have a therapist. Let me put that in there as well. If I have those negative feelings and stuff like that about stuff, I have people that I can go to where in the moment I can get it off my chest and I don't have to harp on those feelings. And these are people who help me with like planning things out. Like, okay, you know what? You frustrated because it took you 6 hours to do women's by alone. You had an 8-hour shift. 6 of those hours was in women's and you really wanted to get to men's. So what can I do to lessen the load for you? That's one question that they ask. Let's sit down and plan so we can be more effective tomorrow, which is something that I appreciate that they do with me. And how does this make you feel? Like, really being able to sit with me and be like, yo, how does this make you feel? And I could say anything to any of my friends, my support system, people in my network. That made me mad as hell. I am angry. I am bitter. Like, I can say those things and it's like, okay, but how would you like to feel about it? How would you like this to have worked out differently? And I appreciate that. I've learned with interacting with people that those are the same questions. Like, I really want to hear those things. I really want to see these people show up for me like this. Other people are looking for that. And I try my best to, within staying in my character of being who I am, supporting people naturally like that. Y'all know I was going hard for Sisterhood, Sis You Good. They had their live recording. Y'all know I was going hard for that. I was going hard. People thought it was my event. They was like, what you gonna do when you go sit in the crowd and listen? I'm gonna sit in the crowd and listen, honey. But people were asking me, like, why are you going so hard for an event that you're not gonna get nothing out of it? I am gonna get something out of it. And I actually had this conversation with someone. So now the event has passed. I got so much out of that. On so many different levels. One, Dream Doll sat there. She was very honest about things. She gave some very good feedback. People were asking questions. She gave very good, you know, I had some of the same questions as people. And I'm so sad I couldn't ask my own questions. Y'all know, my voice ain't been it. And I did not want to get up there in front of a crowd of people and my voice be cracking and I sound like I'm dying, like I was up here a couple weeks ago. But it was truly being in a room of filled with people who wanted an opportunity to grow. They wanted those tools. And I sat up in there with my notebook, honey, took some notes. I came back and I told my friend, like, bitch, I took notes for us. And just being in them, having the mindset that I'm going to go in here and learn something. I'm gonna learn something from this. This is a woman who is in a position that I want to be in. I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna learn something. And I pushed this event so hard because, especially in Connecticut, we have people who have events like this and people don't show up and then they're in a position where they can't have events like this again. So I know that Sisterhood Sister You Good have their network. They have people that 100% pulled up from them alone. But I had to do my due diligence and spread the word and say, look, you complain that Connecticut, specifically Bridgeport, don't have opportunities like this, and we have it. This is our opportunity to show the world what Bridgeport, Connecticut has to offer, and for us as people who live in Bridgeport to take advantage of the things that are happening here, the positive things that are happening. And it's not to say that that people just take part of the negative stuff, but like, this was an opportunity for you to sit in a room with people who you probably know, you probably don't know. Extend your business cards. Here, I gave out business cards that day, which I ended up running out toward the time that the event actually started. But I handed out some business cards. I spoke to people who I haven't connected with in a long time. I spoke to people who knew me and I had no fucking clue who they were. Like, this one girl, and I cannot remember her name. I have her business card somewhere. She was like, oh my God, you're a black girl too. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. Who you are? Who are you though? But like, to just be in that room and hearing people say to me, this is not your event, what are you getting out of it? I now know three new people who I didn't know exist, who listen to me on a weekly basis. I met people who have resources that I can truly take advantage of. I met people who can help my friends, my family, my network, all of that. I met amazing people. I got valuable advice. I got invited to other events. That's what I got out of it. I paid however much money I paid for that event to get all of that. And I know people will be like, you could get that for free. You just got to know how to market yourself. But I'd rather pay for my two black girls who are killing it, black women, who are fucking killing it. I'd rather pay for them to fucking kill it in front of me than to be like, oh, that's too expensive. I can get this for free. And that's what keeps me going. When I see shit like that who's effortless, when I see people who appreciate my support, yo, Bila, what you need? I get off work at this time. I'll pull up and help you. And Bila knows she would have picked up that phone. Nah, I need you to come fold some tables with us. I'm there to fold this table, sis. I'm going to be the best table folder you ever met. Because I want them to succeed. And I know people say, well, they have a podcast too. I don't give a fuck. If somebody had a podcast called Black Girl Tea while I'm doing Black Girl Tea, the tea that they're spilling is not the tea that I'm spilling. So I don't give a fuck about them doing the same thing as me. You go ahead with your black girl tea, sis. Do your thing. I'm not in competition with any of those people. I want everyone to win. And maybe the door may open for you faster than it did for me, but do your thing, sis. Like, and that's just truly the mentality that I have with it. So yeah, I didn't get clout from being there. I didn't get a pat on the back, thank you, you did a good job, and didn't participate in certain things that they had there. But that wasn't my moment. I know when it's my moment. But I dare not sit there with a mean mug on my face because two other black women got a moment. Their moment is my moment. When they win, I win. Being a black podcaster is hard. Just like being black in any other aspect and avenue of life is hard. But I have women around me who are opening doors that will soon benefit me. I dare not miss an opportunity to support them. And that's how I look at everything. Like, even businesses and opportunities that people have that I really, I can't get nothing out of it, I'm still gonna go and support you, because you, who knows, maybe down the line I want to become a doctor and I have to go to school and do everything I have to do. But I know, you know what, when I have a moment, Dr. Sheffy was there when let me go talk to her about her progress and what happened to her and how she was able to just continue to progress in her career. Let me go talk to that person. Or even if I don't want to be a doctor, yo, Dr. Sheffy, I got this podcast. I have women who are asking about mammograms. Come up on here. Let me ask you some questions. Let's educate these people. I don't want to be a doctor, but she's got information that's going to help me and help me with what I do. So it's effortless to me. It's just truly effortless for me. It's just, two other questions. How do you do alone? I think that's the number one thing that, especially with Black Girl Tea, that a lot of people feel like I do this alone. Because you hear me week after week on the podcast, I don't do this alone. I created this platform. I've been spearheading it by myself, but I don't do it alone. I don't do it alone. You hear me on the podcast alone because me and Shay haven't been able to set something up to be able to record while we're not together in a successful manner that really worked to our satisfaction. So she'll come on and do her episodes, but a lot of the information that I'm getting, a lot of the conversation that I'm having and the, you know, pouring out to you guys and the encouragement, it's literally me and Shay having conversations. And we'll be sitting here like, yo, like there's a post. I don't remember when they posted, but it was like, take a step and let God push you the rest of the way. That's not just because I sat here and said, God is speaking to me. Nah, that's a quote that Shay came up. Like, she said, this fell in her spirit. Yo, we sharing it. I'm not by myself. Black Girl Tea isn't to just post things that I do. These are other women's experiences that I just happen to be able to be a fly on the wall when they're sharing these things. And with their permission, I share their stories. And with their permission, I'm able to put content together. Because, look, she just went through this crazy-ass situation. I have not gone through it. And it very much what could happen to me. I need to know that if I'm going through this, somebody gonna be able to encourage me and help me steer myself in the right direction. People share stories so that you know you're not the only one going through what you're going through. And that's why I do what I do. That I don't do it alone. I do it with the help of the people around me. I have an amazing friends group. I have an amazing support system. And I say this to you guys over and over again because it's not me alone. You see me being the one, the face of it, who's talking about certain things, but I couldn't talk to y'all about marriage. Y'all got questions about marriage? Y'all better call Shay. She can help you because I can't. I'm going to tell y'all the same advice I give everybody in their relationships. If you have a problem, I think you should leave. And that ain't the best relationship advice to give somebody. And maybe y'all should stop coming to me for relationship advice because I don't want to say I haven't had a successful relationship, but clearly I'm not married. So y'all better go talk to Shay about stuff like that. But I don't do it alone. At all. I appreciate you guys when you say, yo, for you to be doing this by yourself, I don't. I thank you, but I don't do it by myself. I'm the face of it. I'm spearheading it right now, but there's so many conversations. There's so many pieces and different things that happen behind the scenes that you do not see. And it's not meant for you to see, but I don't do this alone. I have a support system. If I ever say, Shay, I need you to hold it down for me, Shay gonna hold it down. And we are gonna sit down together and figure out how it's gonna happen. But I'm not doing this alone. Don't ever think that I'm doing this alone, because I'm not. What is your end goal? My end goal, and I said this the other day and I was like, that kind of sounds corny. I have so much happening and so many opportunities and projects that I'm working on that I'm not gonna sit here and go through each and every project and tell you the end goal for everything that I'm doing. But I will say my end goal in general is to have 100% ownership over everything that I've got. 100% ownership of this podcast, 100% ownership of how we put out product, content, how we maneuver through things, spaces in which we create. Like, I would really love to have my own studio and my own cafe and my own workspace. Like, I love things like that. So that is what I'm working toward, which is why I have to be diligent about it. Any advice that I have for you guys? I think the number one piece of advice that I want to give you guys is to get a relationship with some type of higher power, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in bottles of wine, something that's going to be able to guide you through life. Get that relationship. Stick with it. You're going to need something to fall back on spiritually when man cannot encourage you. So there's that. Pace yourself and figure out really what you want to do. I encourage you all to go to therapy. I encourage you all to get a journal, write out your goals, figure out how you can, what steps you're going to be able to take to really just make that happen. Drink your water. Find a nice spot for you to go outside that you feel comfortable in. Make friends with those people, because I have a lot of friends that work in bars that I can't say, like, and I wouldn't call them friends, but like, just people that I see on the day-to-day that truly support me and what I'm doing. Because I go to the bar and I'd be like, yo, Stacy, I had a real crazy work week. And she'd be like, here's your margarita, let's talk about it. Like, those little relationships mean everything to you, and you don't realize it. And for me, I realized when I go to a couple different bars frequently, and I had an event. There was an event that I had to speak at, and I was talking to one, I can't remember which, I have this one bartender girl who works at two of the bars that I go to. And I was like, China, I'm really struggling. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know which angle I want to come in at. And she was like, you gonna figure it out. You always got the time. You always know that you can figure it out. And she gave me a drink, encouraged me. And it had gotten a little slow in the bar. And she was like, you in your head, girl, what you thinking about? And I just kept, China, I don't know. Like, I'm just all over the place. I don't know what to do. She went in the back and she got me a piece of paper. She like, write it out. And, you know, she helped me write out what I wanted to say. And she was like, I'm so proud of you. You're going to do it. Da, 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 da. You always do a good job. I'll be looking from Instagram to see what you did, what you wore. And the day of the event, she texted me and she was like, I'm so proud of you. I know that you got it good together. Can't wait to hear about it. And as I got up to give the speech I needed to give, I see this little cute face in the back. And I'm like, oh my God, China's here. And that made me feel so good. Like, and she said to me, I have to go, but I didn't want to miss your speech. Come see me at the bar when you finish. And when I tell y'all, I got to that bar and I cried like a baby, because she did not have to go to work late to come support me, but she did. And it's those type of interactions that really hold me through and really help me just continue to go stronger. I have a support system, and I just want to take a minute to shout out everyone, but I want to shout out Shay, because Shay hears a lot of the things that happen in my life, in my head, that I don't share with everyone else. So shout out to Shay. Thank you for being my sister. I Black Girl Tea wouldn't be a thing if Shay wouldn't have stepped in when she stepped in. I was ready to throw in the towel, y'all, numerous amounts of times. So thank you, Shay, for all of that you do. I want to shout out Zelda. Zelda and I don't speak every day. She watched my Instagram posts. She sees what's going on with me. And even if she doesn't know in depth, she makes it a point to let me know that she's rooting for me. She's praying for me every time that we see each other, every time that we speak to each other. I seen her in April at the live recording. That was April 30th. So I seen her April 30th. Before April 30th, I don't think I've seen Zelda since March 11th, if I'm doing the thinking correctly. From that month of not seeing each other, we hadn't talked. But the moment that Zelda seen me, she gave me this. Her smile lights up my world. She seen me, she smiled, she gave me a hug. How you doing? How's everything? And we talk. And whenever I have a conversation with Zelda where I have to share something negative, or like, just a few weeks ago when I was going through my shit with my allergies and my health, right? I posted that in my private story. And I don't know if Zelda seen it or if she missed it. I don't really know. But when I talked to her and told her what was happening to me in those few days of having to go to the emergency room and all that type of stuff, after I told her what happened, she said, well, how are you feeling now? And I told her. And her immediate response after that was, well, I'm glad you're doing better. Let me know if you need anything. And that is the type of conversation I have with Zelda. No matter what it is, I could say to Zelda, girl, I'm drunk as hell right now. She's going to say, how you feeling? I'm going to tell her. She's going to say, let me know if you need something. And if I say, girl, I need you to bring me a ginger ale, I can count on my friend Zelda to pull up with the best ginger ale that the world have to offer. Like, and I appreciate that so much. That's my big sister. Her and Shay are my big sisters, and I appreciate them so much. I don't have a biological big sister, but those two women right there, they showed up at the right time, and they have showed out since they have been a part of my life, and I just want to thank you guys so much, and I want to do that publicly. Also, shout out to Sisterhood Sis You Good Podcast. If you don't follow them, you need to go follow them, and you need to listen to them, because those women got some shit to say, and they've been saying it. I am so proud of them. Their event was amazing, and I will definitely be at the next one. I advise you all to be at the next one. Figure it the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Figure it the fuck out. I don't know what you got to do to get there. If you got to have to tell your boss about herself in order for you to get the day off, I don't know. I don't think you should go cussing nobody out. But I do think that you should make the changes in your schedule to be able to pull up on my girls and listen and tune in. But if you can't make it to their next event, which at this point in time, they haven't said anything about the next event, but I'm just letting y'all know, y'all need to be prepared for it. If you don't have time to go to their events, definitely check them out. Their podcast is on YouTube. If you can't find it on YouTube, go to Black Girl Tea on Instagram and then search in my followers, Sisterhood Sis You Good, and then hit the link in their bio to see what they're working on. But those women are doing an amazing job. I pray for them daily. I pray that everything that they want to come out of this podcast, I hope that it just flourishes for them. And I will continue to be a supporter, whether it is me just listening in or y'all putting me to work. I'm telling you, I'll fold some tables for y'all. I'll put some decorations up too. I ain't gonna cook nothing. I'll pour a couple glasses of drinks. I could be the bottle girl at the next event because people needed some water in there. People was needing the water. But I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, and I'll talk to you soon.